Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, as we come before you. We are kneeling down, Heavenly Father, before you, and we thank you for an on-time word to go out to your people, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing this line, Heavenly Father. You said your word goes out and it will not return back void. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that the people who are on this prayer line will not only just hear, but they will become doers of the word of God, Heavenly Father. We thank you that encouraging word will go forth. We ask that you stop any demonic spirit that would like to come and interfere with this word right now. In Jesus' mighty name, bless your people. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday evenings, and our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that always. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can tune in to our entire church service live by calling in on the 916 number. Special prayer requests can be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in July, which will be July 9th. Our in-person services always begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder that we're continuing to use Zelle to Bank of America to the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send your tithes and offerings, please remember to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes. I thank God, Pastor Smith, for being led by the Spirit to attend the live service this past Sunday. It was truly a blessing. Coming from Sacramento to Modesto, it was truly worth it. God has a blessing for everyone that walks by faith, as you've been teaching. Well, this week has been a tremendous blessing. Monday, I got unexpected money in the mail and was informed that that will be coming in a form of a check weekly to me. And then today, God specifically answered your prayer that you prayed over me on Sunday afternoon, just as what I needed in detail, and also was notified that a hidden treasure had been found. I am thanking God for his blessings. I mean, it's just been beyond my imagination, exceedingly abundantly above what he has done in the last 2 days since attending the services. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God for his faithfulness. And to be told that I was an answer to prayer was an added blessing. So I am really, truly thankful for everything in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Cindy. A few weeks back, you prayed for my decision from OWCP to come back favorable. Yesterday, I received my letter although they were fighting it, you know, giving me half and Senate, they accepted the whole thing. It's been accepted. Directly causative from my job, from my supervisor. So I'm set as far as having a full, complete acceptance of my OWCP claim from the Department of Labor. So my next step is something that I'm going to ask for your prayer request on later. But I just wanted to let you know that prayer went forth and it was answered. And I'm truly blessed. And I know that it's almost over now. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, that the Spirit of God would anoint this word, bring it alive, Father, that your anointing will fall upon it, and I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Isaiah 54, verses 16 and 17, and Malachi, the third chapter, verse 11, and the last book, John 10:10. This Isaiah 54, 16 and 17, and Malachi 3 and 11, and John 10:10. Get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Sunday, the word of God just went forth by his authority. He anointed the word, and it was concerning restitution. So we're going to take it back tonight from that word, and we know what restitution means, is that the Lord will give back all the things we've lost, and that was the topic that we'll get restored. And so tonight we want to pray that God will anoint us so we can receive restitution, because preparation comes before restitution. That precedes the blessing. And God prepares us to get those things that he has anointed for us to receive in those seasons of restitution. So this is a word to come against the enemy by the word of God. Because God wants you to receive, saints of God. It's his will. He said he desires that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. We're going to see how the enemy comes against us in restitution. And by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I pray that he anoint the prayer tonight. Because there are those that's walking. And we're in such a time now that it's a speed up. It's not like it used to be, short term, because we're in the last days, and we see all the signs of the scripture concerning the last days that we're going through. And so God is speedily, he's moving fast now and bringing people into a place to be blessed in the land of the living now. And so it's a move of God as never before. And we're going to begin with Isaiah 54, verses 16 and 17, please.
Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is a word tonight concerning a wasting spirit. And God created this spirit. And the purpose that he created this spirit was to protect the saints of God, to protect Israel. That whatever weapon was formed against them, it would not prosper. And this is for all times, for all believers. This is for all believers. All believers. This word. For those that are true believers. And this is what God's word said. I created the blacksmith who builds a fire. I created the waster to destroy. He created the waster to destroy every weapon. You must get this tonight. That works against true believers at all times. And he causes the wasting spirit to stop the enemy who form weapons against our restoration. God created a wasting spirit, the waster. And the wasting spirit, you got to be so in tune with the Lord. He reveals the schemes of the evil one. Because many times we open up a door, a gate for that devourer who is a wasting spirit. That wasting spirit, it picks away at your life until there's nothing left. You know how some people slowly go into a place of stark poverty, I mean naked poverty. It picks at their life until there's nothing left. And there are people that never complete anything. They start all kinds of projects, never complete anything. And there are those, I'm talking about a wasting spirit tonight. And there are people that hang around people who have no goals in mind, no goals, no purpose. And they hang around with people that going nowhere, no goals. And many times we're so busy without purpose, no growth, and just in a routine, without purpose and no growth. And many times we just waste money on foolish things, on trying to make ourselves happy, trying to make our children happy, just waste money. And not in a place where we're in a place of fulfilling God's plans for our life. We just waste away in life. Waste away. You see this all the time. It's not about how much money you make, what kind of job you have, what kind of career, what kind of degrees. It's a spirit that picks at your life. And what happened is that it caused destruction because of your choices. That wasted spirit watches your choices, saints of God. These are the schemes of the evil one. It watches your choices. And those choices many times leads to destruction. And a wasted spirit, now God created that spirit to be stopped. But we open up the door. Don't blame it on God. So many people blame it that God let the devil do this. No, we are influenced by our own choices. We make choices, and we make that derails our destiny. That wrong careers. We think because someone else is in their career making a lot of money, we choose wrong careers, go into wrong relationship, have bad habits that continue. Some people have bad habits that never get out of the bad habits. And bad habits make you make bad decisions. And this is so important that you get involved with people that you think is with you. And they really is there to subtract from your life. And you stay so involved with people that subtracts from your life. You have to love from a distance. And all of these things does what? It causes a wasting spirit to come in when you have destructive spirits over you. You wasting your time. You procrastinating. You have a lazy spirit. You're always tardy. Never on time. Whoa, never on time. Just lazy and always procrastinating. And you engage in long-term sin. And all of these things open up the doors to stop, to close doors that bring restoration. Close this door. But it's not the will of God. Don't put it on God. It's what our choices are, saints of God. Where we make a decision and we stay in those bad places where a wasting spirit just come in and pick away at your life. You've seen it with your own eyes. So some people, it starts small, but he just picks away until they come to nothing. They never prosper. They never grow. They never go into a place where they complete anything in their lives. And they're busy doing nothing. They're wasting their time. They waste their money. They just throw their life away. But God is long-suffering. He give us opportunity for those doors to be closed, to bring what? Restoration. Because the enemy is a devourer. And he's out to destroy, to feed on you, to dissolve things in your life, to cause your life to be in decay, and to drain you, for you to waste away. That's what the devil desires to do. So God created the wasted spirit for the purpose to protect the saints of God, for the purpose that the weapons that Satan form against to take away your restoration, that the plans of Satan be spoiled. God created this spirit. It's right here. You just read it. And out of that spirit could not rebel against God's word, his purpose for you. He created that spirit. So that spirit will be stopped by God because you are a believer. You're holding fast to the word of God. You have not turned away from the word of God. You're making right choices. You are allowing God's purpose to be filled in your life. So he created a spirit to stop the plans that Satan, talking about the plans, the weapons that Satan plans against you. He always planned against the believers because he's a devourer. But God had it all under control. All under control. He created a spirit just for you and I to stop his plans. But what do? We derail the plans of God by making bad choices. Don't put it on God. Don't put it on the devil. We do this. We make bad choices. We make bad decisions. That's not pleasing to God, not according to his purpose for our life. So the enemy comes in and attack. The doors is open, gate is open up, and that devourer comes in and causes you to waste away. You do not walk in restoration. Blessings are held up, and you go around like a vicious cycle, just wasting your time, and never completing anything. Busy without purpose. You see this all the time, and you wonder, are they going to ever get it? They're not stationary. They can't wait on the Lord. They just make decisions that's out of the will of God, and the devil sits back and just laughs at it because he came ready to walk through that gate because he knows that those decisions that you have made going to derail your destiny. Going to stop your careers, going to lead you to go into a wrong relationship. And you're going to continuously make bad decisions because you got bad habits. That's bad habits. And you're going to run your mouth, going to talk too much, share things with people that you don't supposed to share with nobody but the Lord. The enemy comes against your plan. And what happened? People come in your life to subtract, to take away from your life. But you don't wake up. It's time to wake up now as never before. It's time to smell the coffee. It's burning. It's time to wake up, saints of God. And this is the time for restitution, for everything the devil has tricked you, devoured, stole from you, held your life up, derailed your life. It's time for God to give back and restore those things that you have lost. This is the word of God. God created a wasting spirit to stop the enemy from coming against the purpose he set up for you in life, your destiny. But when we derail those plans, the enemy has right. He has rights to enter in. He has rights. Because you're out of the will of God. He has rights to destroy. He has rights to cause you to waste your time. He has the right to stop everything you're doing and having you with people with not having goal-minded. Their mind is in a routine where they don't want nothing out of life. They don't try. They're lazy. They're tardy. They procrastinate. You hang around people that long for so long length of time, your manners change. You become like them. It's bad. And people do that, waste their time busy without purpose. Never falling in order in those places that God will for you to prosper, because God has already set up an instrument against the devil, a weapon to stop the waster, for those plans to be destroyed, from wasting your time, for taking away from your life, for picking at your life, for causing you to be left out. This is what the word of God said. He said, I created the waster to destroy weapons that rebels against my word. So when we rebel against God's word, we out of the will of God. What that thing gonna turn on us, saints of God? And what I said on Sunday was, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, what do? You start obeying the Lord. You get in a place where you truly repent, and you start doing the will of God, the thing that God has purposed you to do. You got to pray every day, what's your will, what's your will? His will said, you love me, you're going to obey me. That's the will of God. And what does he do? He leads your spirit. When something is not right, the Lord deal with your spirit. When a person is around you that you shouldn't be fit, you shouldn't fit in with them at that time, the Lord deal with your spirit. When it's time for you to keep your mouth closed and just shut up, the Lord deal with your spirit. God, that's what he does. He leads you by his spirit, saints of God. When you're getting ready to make a decision that's not good, the spirit of God put a quickening spirit over you, and you're led by his spirit. And you stand. You don't make that decision. When there's a bad relationship, when there's a relationship that you should not go into, the Lord leads you by your spirit. What happened? You had to keep on going from the divorce to divorce, from partners to partners. God would lead you. And you learn how to wait on God for his purpose to be fulfilled. That's about everything in your life. God has set it up. He said, I created the waster to destroy the weapon that rebelled against my will. We cannot rebel against God's word, because if so, we do not prosper. We do not come into a place of restitution. And that's where you see many is walking into restitution. Many people are getting restored, and things are coming back in order in their lives, and circumstances are changes, because God has changed their season because what? They're obedient. New level, new people. What? Blessings comes and take over your life. The Lord take things off of delays. The Lord goes into a place and calls everything that's been stolen from you to be repaid. And what God does with repayment, oh, it's so much better than that little you lost. It's always greater, saints of God. He always repay with greatness. And what happened? He began to heal you from the damage and from the thing that has injured you and the thing that you have failed in. It caused you to be an experienced person, because failure brings experience that you know what to do and what not to do. It's time for restitution as never before in our life, for God to lay out and set up those plans, for them to be established in your life that he has already laid out. And this is what he says in Isaiah 54:16-17. I created the wasting spirit to destroy every weapon that rebelled against my word. So we cannot win. It's impossible to rebel against God's word and have restitution. It's not according to the word of God, nor it is the will of God. Now we're going to go to Malachi 3:11. I'm going to tell you what God does when you walk and you don't rebel. This is so beautiful. Malachi 3:11, please.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
what the beautiful Spirit of the Holy Ghost does for us. The Spirit of the Almighty God, the great I am that I am. This is what God did for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Everything that was set up against them, the Lord caused them to walk in restitution. Even when Lot went backwards and thought he was deceiving Abraham, but he was rebelling against God's word. Even with the brothers, when they took him away, Joseph, from his family and threw him in the cave, God came into a place in Joseph's life and brought restitution. Even with Jacob, when Laban tricked him, God brought him into restitution. God stopped the devourer. God restored. Even with Moses, when Moses messed up and God put him on the backside of the desert to be alone with God at an old age, he became a worker for God. He was a mover and a shaker at 80 years old. God restored Moses. I want you to know tonight that God is a restorator. He restored. He bring restoration. He bring restitution. If only we stop rebelling against the Lord thy God. The Spirit of God is saying tonight, God keeps down the devourer. He said your crops will be in abundancy. You have prosperity. You have a harvest. You will gather and not lose. He said, I will not let the devourer destroy your crops or your vines. You will be loaded with grapes. What is God saying tonight? God goes into a place and he brings restoration. He stopped the devourer, that spirit that desire to cause your life to be in a waste place. He stopped that spirit from feeding on you, from swallowing you up, from consuming you, from causing your life to be in decay. God spoils his plans. And he restore. John 10:10, please.
And it reads, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, and I come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly.
This wrapped it up. He came to bring life, and life in the abundancy. He came for us to walk in restoration, saints of God. He came to stop that destroyer. That's why Jesus came. That spirit that feed on us, that waste, that is a wasting spirit, that pick away at your life, that pick away till there's nothing left. He don't want us to continue to go through a life where we never complete things, where we always hang around people with no goals, don't have a goal mind, a mind to establish goals. And being so busy without purpose. You know, a lot of people have a lot of routine with no purpose in it, no growth in it. And many times we waste money where we should be holding on to some finance to do something what God wants us to do. But, oh, no, we go here, go there. We make plans. We do things out of the will of God. Then we end up broke. Not the will of God, because you're wasting God's money. I've learned when God give me finance, I'm going to have a spirit of gratitude, thanksgiving, and ask God to lead me in those places. So that you have given me, that God, you would cause that to prosper. Okay, how little it is. He said, this is the word of God. It's in the book of Isaiah. I think it's the 48th chapter. He will lead you and teach you how to come forth in prosperity. He'll lead you where to go, where to spend, how to wait, what to do, and what not to do. God knows how to do it. I haven't been on a sabbatical, just a way to get along with God since the COVID. And I was so wanting to do it, like last month, and the Holy Spirit said, no, wait. And then he tells me, now he'll lead you, when to do it. And when the date he told me to make arrangement, where to go, what airlines to go to make to purchase my ticket. My ticket was so cheap. I'm talking about cheap in airlines I'm going on. It's not a not Southwest. It's not cheap. God did that. Why? Because he didn't want me to waste my funds. He didn't want me to waste my money. The Spirit of God would lead you. Now, in my own mind, my own thinking, my own decision, I felt like, God, I've been preaching, I've been teaching. It's time for a break. He said, I give you strength. Wait upon me. That means he leads. He take over your decision. Your decision is not made in the flesh. When you make decision of the flesh, you're going to waste time. You're going to waste money. You're going to waste your life. You're just going to have a spirit, a wasting spirit go overtake you until it picks away at your life till nothing is left. Why? Because you're making your own decision. You're doing exactly what you want to do. It's not because God, it's his will to bless you. But due to our own choices and desperation, it leads to destruction. But that's not the will of God for his people. We just read it in Isaiah 54. He created a waste of spirit to destroy anything that will rebel against his word, that will form weapons against you. The Spirit of God created a waste spirit to destroy those weapons so that those weapons would not work. It's already the plan of God to prosper you, to bless you, saints of God. It's his will. And so when you get it, move in it. Stop allowing that spirit to put your life on hold, having you to waste your time, having you to procrastinate, having you to put off things and say, I'm going to do it this time. This is a lazy and a tardiness take you over. Well, you're always in a rush and you're always wasting time. Anytime you rush, you're going to mess up and it's going to be destruction all over our lives. And what does that wasting spirit do for us? It derails your destiny. It derails your career. It derails your relationship. It causes you and I to make bad decisions. And we open up our mouths too fast and share things that's between you and the Lord and no one else. Because everyone's not in agreement with you. God has to choose the people that's in agreement with you, saints of God. And when they agree with you, they're going to say the same thing. They're going to believe the same thing. No matter how situation changed before their eyes, they are not going to change. They're going to agree with the will of God for you and your life and your destiny. No matter how it looks, that's what a friend is. A friend going to love you when you're up, when you're down, when you're prospering, when you just mess up, when you just look like you're just going totally contrary. They're going to say, I love you. And they mean it. They're not going to turn on you. They're not going to abandon you. They're not going to forsake you. Why? Because they are your friend. A friend loves you when you're down and out. Jesus is our friend. And he'll bring certain people in your life at certain times. Going to love you unconditionally. No matter how you mess up. They want the best for you. They want to see you restored. They want to see you up and not down. They're not going to gossip and pull you down, nor will they betray you. They're going to be a friend to the end. And that happens every now and then. Maybe twice in your life you'll get someone like that. And when God allows those individuals to come into your life, you need to cherish those opportunities. Thanks to God. Because it doesn't happen often. It happens every now and then that God sends a pilgrim in your life, a person on a pilgrimage in your life. Should not take it for granted. Should not overlook it. But the most important thing is thank God for giving you restitution in the time you messed up, in the time you made bad decisions, in the time you was not on it, when the time you was walking on the wrong road and the wrong path. And then God placed you in the right path on your journey, that your destiny was not derailed because you stopped rebelling against the will of God and his purpose for your life. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father,
yes,
in the
Pastor,
name of Jesus.
Just want to remind you that Sister.
I have it already down.
Maddie
need a job. I think that, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. As I told you earlier, I got my acceptance letter back.
You got the letter back, and its claim is open up. I remember you saying that, okay?
Yeah, and I just need God to guide me in my next step, whether it's hiring the right attorney to move forward with my payment.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is really important with the times we're living in, thanks to God. We don't need to be wasting our time. We don't need the devil, that wasting spirit, to pick away at our lives. And we're doing things contrary, that's out of the will of God. It's no growth. You never is walking in the plans that God has for your life. So nothing going to be fulfilled. It's time for restitution, saints of God. It is that time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, Father. It's your will to restore back to us everything that we lost. Because failure, it doesn't mean it's over with. Because when we fail, the Holy Spirit anoint us to do it right. When we stop rebelling. So there are those that made up their mind, I'm not rebelling any longer. I'm going to do it the way God has planned for me. He going to lead me and guide me if the plans is already set up, the plans for my life, that my life will no longer be wasted away. And God, I thank you tonight. This is a spirit of restoration, a change for people's lives, a new order by God. I already set up the orders of God, the plans of God. Jeremiah 29:11, he said the plans of God is good and it's not evil. Tell me good plans tonight for your people, God. When you said let it be in the book of Genesis, it's for right now. Let it be. The plans that you already set up way back there for us in this particular time. Father, I thank you for those that's ready to receive payback more than enough. Things that they have lost, a spirit of recovery. Father, I thank you for strengthening them, that they'll be strong and courageous in the things of God. Not go backwards, but go forward. And I give you praise for your strength to take them over. And that, God, you do stop the devour that's feeding, has fed on their lives. They have consumed. You stop that spirit that caused them to waste away. That have assaulted them and came against their careers, came against them in relationship, had them to make bad decisions, oh, God. They need to learn how to distance themselves away from people, God, that subtracts from their lives. So, God, those doors can be closed, that the devourer desire to go in and swallow them up. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of God to take them over, because it's your will that they be restored. It's your will, Father, because your word says so, Father. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. You want your people to flourish like the palm tree. You want to lead them into those places where they will flourish tonight, Holy One. Your word says you hold no good thing. You will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Father, I thank you tonight that no good thing will be withheld from them tonight. Because your word says in the book of Job, if we obey and serve him, our days will be in prosperity and our years in pleasure. This is your word, Father. It's because of obedience. For your word goes forth out of your mouth. It shall not return void. You say, beloved, wish above all things thou mayst prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. It's not a worn prayer. It's a prayer to no longer rebel against God. So the spirit of restoration can overtake our lives, and that the weapon that God himself made to stop the destroyer, that this night the wasting spirit that God destroyed for our good will move on our behalf tonight. And your word said you will keep us from the devourer, that we will be blessed with the abundancy. We will gather in harvest, and our vines will be loaded with grapes. Father, I thank you for your word overtaking your elect. Those who made a decision, I no longer rebel. I thank God for allowing me and strengthening me to walk in obedience. I thank you for relationships. If there's new one, come forth in Jesus' name. If the old will not be mended, bring forth that new thing in Jesus' name. Doors of careers be open in the name of Jesus. Right decision come forth by the mind of Christ Jesus to take over bad decision. Healing come forth from the damage they have experienced, that the Spirit of God will recover them from the injury in Jesus' name. That they're in preparation to receive restitution, because it is your word, it's your will, that the Spirit of God will strengthen them not to procrastinate, not to be tardy, nor to be lazy about the things of God. Your word said when you tell us to do things, you say to do it quickly. And God, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God bringing reinforcement for those that's in the plan of God for this particular time to receive restitution. Father, have mercy on Maddie tonight. She's in need of a job. And I ask that your mercy open up the door of gainful employment, that the Spirit of God will come against the wasted spirit that desire to take jobs from her, the desire to take livelihood from her, desire to take housing from her, cause and all those things that she has need of. Father, I thank you for the spirit of obedience to take over Maddie, that your mercy open up a door for her tonight by faith in Jesus' name. To suspend it, place your hand on your head. Father, I thank you for suspending. You prophesy a word to her that all these doors would be open. And now they are being fulfilled, God. I thank you, Father, that you guide her steps. You lead her to the right of turning. The favors of God go before her. Anything that's not good, shut doors. Open doors that she can prosper in this. And I thank you, Father, that her claim has been accepted. For you said, God, she was going to be blessed at those particular places that the enemy tried to injure her. Now it's payday. Now it's return. And I thank you, God, for the payday, for the return for Sister Seneca. You gave her a word, and you are the one to bring this word to pass. I thank you, God, that this word shall come forth. It shall prosper in the things wherein you sent it. It shall prosper for Sister Sandy, her husband, and her family. And God, I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that this is the time of restitution for those that you have your hand upon them, God, and a spirit of prosperity is upon them. For God is changing their season, new level, new people. Father, I thank you that everything is off a hold, that the Spirit of God will stop the delay and cause everything to come subject to his will for their lives. And blessings shall precede their faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Receive it. Be obedient. Don't rebel against God's word, because we are not that smart. Because all wisdom and all knowledge come from the Lord. I praise God for your restitution by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
Amen.
God bless you. And thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.